This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, final segment, Mark Passio, then a bunch of other special guests are coming up here in just a few minutes. Part of this marathon broadcast going through midnight tonight, and I can pick his brain all day, but I've studied a lot of history, a lot of natural law, how the globalist operate. I tell you, this guy very cogently, in the most articulate way it's being done, lays it out. He just sticks the rules, the laws of this, so people get that, then they get everything. But I found one of the great ways to wake people up is to show them the manipulation and explain why these formulas are carried out. But here's an example. I'm not saying aliens are coming here from a foreign planet. I read what the globalists say. They want to break out of the prison. They believe this is a simulation. They now know the dark matter is five times stronger than this matter. So they figured out that God's real, and they actually admit that. None of them are atheists at the highest levels. They admit that. But they want to be God, so they're using us to test on. But an example of that is where they constantly say in their literature, we're going to become God, we're going to become the aliens, we're going to make the aliens here on Earth, we're going to make you accept it. And they're already doing that with new species and cross species and synthetic life and all this crap. Here's John Kerry yesterday at the Davos Group saying what they're doing to revolutionize and save us from carbon, we're carbon-based, is like extraterrestrial, like aliens are doing it. So they really believe that they're acting like the Nephilim or like God. And what you read about in ancient text, not just in the Bible, is happening again. So there's a whole other level of that. And in closing, I want to get his take on it. But here's a short clip of John Kerry.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever, and there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
And they're saying we're failed, we're fallen, they've got to fix us. And then everything they actually do, I know you know this, when you study it, is hurt people. What do you make of these statements?
They are ultimately transhumanists. They are trying to degrade humanity to the point where we are no longer human. And when that condition comes about, you have a population that is it's very, very simple to rule them as chattel slaves. And that's ultimately what they're trying to do. They're trying to do that through technology. They are technocrats as well. They are trying to do that through the pharmaceuticals that they pump the human population full of, the chemicals and the food, the air, the water, etc. And they're doing that through mind control, through what is known as epigenetic programming. If people listening take away one thing about who these people really are, they are dark occultists, which means that they are very ancient psychologists. And what our society ultimately is run by is a technocratic occultocracy. And I know that's a big mouthful, but it means they're technocrats, meaning they're going to ultimately implement their rule through technology in many different forms. And they are an occultocracy, which means that who is ultimately running the hierarchy of power is dark occultists. They are an occult order. They are hidden controllers that are ultimately master psychological manipulators. This is what we have to demystify the occult world as. It's not sorcerers in big hooded dark robes conducting, you know, massive rituals out in the clearing in the woods. That is a component of the occult. But what it ultimately is, it is the most advanced psychology that has ever been learned and known and kept hidden by human beings throughout the entire history of humanity. And if people who have that deep knowledge of the human psyche want to manipulate people who don't know anything about those levels of psychology. Again, it is child's play for them to do so. That's why we have to wise up, we have to become street smart, and we need to level the playing field.
That's right. We're giving them the owner's manual. We're breaking the matrix. Incredible job, Mark Passio, whatonearthshappening.com. We'll talk to you very, very soon, and I can't wait to meet you in person. Anytime you want to come to the studio, do it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, powerful. Next big guest coming up. We'll tell you about him straight ahead, back in 60 seconds.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Hope Deb Jesus is a researcher, talk show host, marketer, a great campaigner for liberty issues, and he joins us for the next 30 minutes. This is part of this marathon broadcast that we're doing right through midnight tonight. It is also a fundraiser to help keep us on air, but Hotep comes on my show, and he's funny some of the time, but he's also really serious. But when you watch his show online, and it's really hilarious. Here he is on Fox, knocking it out of the park.
What, do you buy this, Hotep?
Yeah, climate change is racist. I walked out the house the other day, and the cloud called me.
I think that's the first.
But I said, joke's on you. I didn't vote for Biden. I ain't black.
I have no idea. I have no idea how we're going to deal with that one in edit.
You have to show that. That's the best bakery joke I've ever heard.
Where am I? All right.
And it goes on and on and on and on. He joins us coming up next. Drew Hernandez, Gavin McGinnis, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and a bunch of other special guests. Roger Stone, Savannah Hernandez, Darren Beatty, Matt Baker, Dan Dix, Tom Renz, Jay Dyer with a big Spars update. You don't want to miss that at 7:30 tonight. Edward Dowd, Mickey Willis in studio, Alex Stein, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Robert Barnes, and so much more. But Hotep, good to have you here, my friend. We didn't talk before you came on. You said, what do you want to hit me with? I said, whatever you want to hit. You said, I want to hit Davos. Well, that's exactly where I'm at. Man, what do you make of the announcements they're making, how they run the world? But if you say that, you're evil and should be censored, and they're like aliens come to save the earth. I played that clip earlier. We'll play it again in a moment. Klaus Schwab talks about the disinfo and how we're the number one enemy. I mean, it is on.
First things first, I'd like to inform the people that today is a very important day in InfoWars history. We are fundraising, and we do need the people's help to keep the station at tip-top shape, because obviously it's been under attack by the establishment. So I just want to put that out there first and foremost. Glad to be here. As far as Davos is concerned, the way it appears to me is the real power controllers have sent their workers out to Davos, and the real power controllers are somewhere else. For example, we look at Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island was a very secret meeting. I'm a bit leery about this Davos thing being so public. Is it important that we keep an eye on it? Absolutely. Is it important that we pay attention to the messages coming out of Davos? Absolutely. These people are definitely planning our future. Economically and socially. So we should pay attention to it. I just don't want people to get too distracted by it and understand that there is a deeper, darker force behind these people that they send out here. Now, if you look at the list of people, it's mostly women. That's how you know these people aren't the real decision makers. No sexism involved in that. But
no, I mean, it's true. The globalists are now recruiting women as their front because we take women as more non-threat. What you said is totally right. Davos was created by the Bilderberg Group, which is secret, which actually is the highest level, which is their spokesperson to push their agenda. But really, it's the globalists putting their puppets on display. It's a big, giant puppet show where they go, this is the elite, this is their agenda, but meanwhile, it's a lot bigger. Please continue.
Yeah, and that has been proven in the past by your work. I remember watching you go and you had to sneak into Bilderberg Group. I remember when you had to sneak into the Bohemian Grove meetings. You don't exactly have to do that with Davos. So Davos is a big front. But the crazy part is the normies are not even hip to Davos. They have no idea what's going on over there. They have no idea what type of plans are being made. But you do have to pay attention to it. Economics is basically the facilitation of scarce goods and resources amongst a population of people. Whoever controls the economics controls the people. We're seeing that now with inflation, with the recession. People are feeling it. Some people are saying the GDP numbers are up. That's fake news, okay? The GDP numbers are not up. You cannot go up from negative. You can only come back to zero. And that's what they like to make you think is that the economy is recovering. No, the economy is trying to come back to zero after they put us in negative 10, negative 100, whatever it is.
Exactly. They raise inflation 30% the last few years and then say, oh, it only grew by 0.2% the last few months.
Exactly. But you destroyed it previously. And then you also have to take into account the growth that would have been in the economy had they not destroyed it. So not only do you have to make it to zero, you have to make it to zero based upon where the economy would have been if they did not shut down New York, California, and the other major markets.
And by the way, you're right. They admitted it, Davos, and again, that was the UN and the globalists above them, that they basically did the shutdown to save the earth as a carbon lockdown and that they want to force the old system to bankrupt to accept their new system, which isn't even viable. Why would they want a post-industrial world? Why do they want the average person poor, Hotep?
Out of chaos is their excuse to create order. And their excuse to create order means giving them more control over the economy, people, social life, et cetera, et cetera. When you look at how people have been moving over the past few years, they have been organized. You notice that black and white people were coming together and they used the Trump admin to create a greater divide amongst us. So you also have the divide and conquer tactic that's being employed here. But ultimately, it just comes down to control, right? If you can't manage yourself, somebody else to come in and manage you for you. And then what they want to do is they want to inject you with their poisonous inoculations. And we've seen various videos come out. I just saw a mother grieving about her mother taking her son who wanted to play sports and getting him inoculated, and now he's not even eligible to play sports because he has an irregular heartbeat. Absolutely a shame. And then we have the intellectual class who has led us astray. The intellectual class has told us to go out and go get the inoculation, and they still haven't been held accountable. I'm not going to name any names.
And that was a test, wasn't it, to see what they can get away with?
Oh, absolutely. People on the left and right were controlled. When it came to that, or duped, either controlled or duped. I don't like to speculate either way. Either way, they were wrong. Either way, your intellectual class has failed you. Your blue check verified people on Twitter have failed you. The Hoteps were right. Alex Jones was right. We warned you people. Alex Jones told you guys this stuff was going to happen at least 10, 20 years ago. And now that it's here, people want to make Alex Jones feel like he's the bad guy. They don't want to allow him on social media. Why do they want to allow him on Twitter? I'll tell you why. Because he would have been ahead of the game. He would have warned people about the dangers that were coming. This is nothing but the swine flu of 1976 all over again. They try to tell people that there was some epidemic, pandemic coming. Turned out it was a huge nothing burger, but a bunch of people ended up with Asperger's or something like that. And it turned out to be a huge experiment where people's lives were challenged, were put in danger. Some were lost. And we're seeing it at a global scale now, which goes back to the whole population control agenda. We know the population control agenda comes in various forms, abortion, LGBTism, and now they're doing it through forced inoculations. It's practically forced because people's livelihoods were put on the line. You might get fired from your job. You might, you know, the military mandated it. Now the Pentagon says they want to roll it back.
Government they are now arresting people in Germany that don't take it. I see the videos and read the articles, and in the UK, they are coming and getting special needs children, and the state says, you're not allowed to not give it to them. They're special needs. We're going to make them take it. I mean, this is so dangerous.
This is the highest levels of tyranny the planet has ever seen. I mean, the sad part is it's not in your face like Stalin. It's not in your face like Lenin. It's behind your back. It's in front of your face, but behind your subconscious mind. It's covert. It's hidden. And that's what makes this so dangerous. It'd be different if they just rounded everybody up. But no, they're actually doing it right in front of your face and using the people you trust to convince you that this stuff is safe.
And using women.
And challenging your livelihood.
Stay there. Remember, it's nothing against women. It's true. They admit they're using women as their front because we biologically see a woman as non-threatening because we never got attacked by women in history. So they're sending armies of women out to carry this out, but they're really soldiers of the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Please remember, listeners, we got about a $230,000 underage on average the last 6 months, which was fine because I had saved about $3 million that I had just in the bank over the years. Sounds like a lot for an operation this big. It's a very small reserve tank. That's all gone. And then we got a big Bitcoin donation. That's gone. But we're stabilized, and we can just get about $200,000 extra to catch up where we were to be able to buy product into the future. We're appealing all these fake rulings. We'll be here for years. We're in your hands. Infowarsstore.com, one of the biggest sales we've had in a long time. Certainly the biggest sale that we're going to have for a long time. So many great products. We're having to end the sale soon because they're selling out. Immune support, 40% off. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, amazing. 50% off. Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. Vitamin C with Zinc, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. PainMD, our new product. That's a private label of a national top seller. That's 40% off. 1776 testosterone boost, same thing. Private label of a national bestseller pharmaceutical company that makes supplements. They're letting us private label it because the owner's a listener. Nobody else has got that. X7 Diet Force selling out. People love that. 40% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Selling out. Superfilm Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Support, finally back in stock. 40% off. We got a little bit of fizzy magnesium in. Living Defense Plus, Alpha Power, Vaso Beats, and Supermall Vitality. Those just came back in, but limited shipments. All discounted between 25 and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support. Going back to Hotep Jesus, I got to play this clip. This is John Kerry likening this elite group saving the world to space aliens. Here it is.
And when you stop to think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever, and there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Folks, you can't get more evil than John Kerry and their whole agenda up there, likening themselves to God, basically, the metaphor aliens. What do you make of that, Hotep?
The road to good intentions are paved in hell, or however that phrase goes.
I like the way you say it.
Here's the issue. Anytime you have somebody who leads their campaign off with, I'm going to save the world, they're either lying to you or extremely ignorant. The world does not need saving. What the world needs is for big government and big tech to get out of people's way. If they did that, the world would come back to homeostasis. The reason why things are bad is because we have manipulation of money, manipulation of markets, and manipulation of minds. If everybody just minded their business, and if the big corporations just minded their business, for example, when it came to the inoculations, always going to come back to this. Twitter suspended a bunch of accounts. YouTube suspended a bunch of accounts. Limited what you could say. Limited what you could not say. You can't even talk about the Ukraine crisis on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. These are the things that inhibit the truth. Anytime you have people, for example, if you come on my platform and you want to talk, you can say whatever you want. I'm not going to inhibit your truth. That's because I know I'm standing good on my truth, and I trust that people can make their own decisions. What is the argument that Alexander Hamilton made when he wanted to establish his central bank? He basically said people don't have the ability to think for themselves, so we have to think for them. So that's why he wanted to install a central bank to manage the money of the world, the money of the country. The sad part is, it's just like a child. If a child falls and you pick the child up every time, the child will never learn how to pick itself up. It will never learn how to walk. It will never learn how to live, how to thrive. Well, the same thing happens when it comes to markets. If you don't allow people to lose money in a market, how are they going to learn how to make money in a market? What they did was they created these central banks. These central banks come about. I wrote a white paper on it called the Patriot Report. And these people come around and then they control the money from a central place. And then what they do is they do the opposite of what you're supposed to do. So, for example, if the economy is booming, wouldn't it make sense to increase interest rates if you wanted to manipulate the market in a proper manner? No, they lower the interest rates. And when the economy is doing bad, what do? They raise the interest rates. It's the opposite of what you're supposed to do. Even Thomas Sowell says you wouldn't pass an Econ 101 class with him.
Exactly. That goes back to the first thing you said. They sell it like they're saving us, but no, they're using all the power they centralize to enslave us and keep us poor, to control us. It's sick. Because they're not making all the perfect mistakes on accident. It doesn't matter what country where they run it, they do the same thing if they want to destroy you.
This is an attack on traditionalism. This is an attack on conservatism. They like to throw around this word racist, and I used to fall for that stuff. And I got real hip, and I realized none of this stuff actually has to do with race. This has everything to do with ideas. And the main idea is conservatism. For example, when we look at a wonderful black female judge, Janice Rogers Brown, huge conservative, Biden, Obama, Clinton, all of them voted against her taking a chair. I believe it was in D.C. I forget which circuit court that was. Janice Rogers Brown, you have to go look up this woman and do your studies on this woman. She had this one case, Aguilar versus Avis, and there was some racial undertones happening at the workplace. And she says these people have a First Amendment right. If that's how they want to run their business, that's how they should run their business. And that, to me, is sound judgment. You have to allow the free market to handle businesses. If you want to discriminate based upon race, I believe anybody should have that right too. The business is going to suffer when people find out how you treat your people or how you do or don't do business. And this is another attacking article. Opposed the confirmation of Janice Rogers Brown. It comes out of the Civil Rights Org. The Civil Rights Org attacking a black woman. And they tell you, oh, but black women. No, black women that think like them are the only ones they want. They don't want black women who think with sound logic and rationale.
Absolutely. We're out of time. You got to come back and co-host or come back on soon. HotepJesus.com. Hotep, in closing, looks like they're getting ready to dump Biden.
Yes, I did notice that. And he's just not fit for the job. Maybe they're going to slide somebody in there. I'm keeping an eye on that. I think they may skip next election and try to get an establishment Republican in the seat. I'm taking a look at Pence. I think Pence might want to make a run at it. But I'm more afraid of an establishment Republican than a Democrat.
That'll put us back to sleep.
There you go.
Hotep Jesus, smart as they come. We love you, brother. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
God bless.
All right. We got some other amazing guests coming up, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast today, right through midnight. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Guess who's coming up? Drew Hernandez, then Gavin McGinnis, Hunter Judy Mikovits, all the biggest brains coming on today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance
to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get a signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Drew Hernandez exploded onto the scene years ago covering Antifa, and he just has become one of the best talk show hosts out there, super popular. He's, again, popping in with us for just the next 25, 30 minutes. We're having a new guest on every 30 minutes here today. And because they block InfoWars.com and Band.video on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else, we have created new URLs that aren't just redirects, but are their own page with just the live feed of the show and then links to InfoWars and Band.video. We'll put that back on screen, conspiracyfact.info and alexwasright.com. alexwasright.com. You share those URLs, not just our guests that are coming on, and it creates huge synergy and massive numbers of extra new people tuning in that are awake, but not all the way awake, or who are totally unawake. So there's the URLs and the hashtag Alex was right, and this is a fundraiser to try to keep us on air. Now, I was asking Drew Hernandez, because I set him up for the show a few days ago, but it's always topical, what do you want to hit first? And he's right down my alley. And then I wondered why a bunch of Davos clips I didn't see last night and this morning, because I send the crew the clips I want. They give me some, too. Why there were a bunch of clips in there that I hadn't found. Well, it turns out he sent these to us. So that's why we've got Kerry saying they're space aliens saving Earth. Klaus Schwab saying a bunch of really cryptic stuff. Brian Stelter is now one of them. We've got a really ridiculous clip of him. So we're going to go over all this with Drew Hernandez right now as the globalist puppets, these are the puppets of the actual globalists, meet and sell their horrible agenda. So Drew Hernandez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for joining me, Alex. We are here for such a time as this. Hashtag Alex Jones is right. I think it's pretty abundantly clear, especially if you're tracking what they're talking about in Davos and Switzerland right now, which is nothing new, but I'm thankful that a lot of people, I think millions of people, are waking up to the reality that there is a real shadow government. It's like not even not so much shadow anymore. They're out in the open and they openly talk about the topics of their digital VR, AR tyranny that they want to impose on humanity. They're openly talking about censorship and going against anyone that doesn't want to take a COVID vaccine. That's literally what Brian Stelter was talking about in Davos like a couple hours ago. So a lot to cover today, Alex, and let's go wherever you want to go, brother. I'm with you.
Well, no, I mean, you're the guy that sent us the clips. I've seen them. They're insane. Brian Stelter, Newark publisher, disinformation, existential threat, New York Times publisher, compares Trump rhetoric to Stalin and Hitler, where they're the ones following that. Representative makes it hard to get shops in arms. New York Times publisher challenges teaching kids to recognize this information. I mean, they are really scared. They're really concerned. Let's play the Klaus Schwab clip first, how they've all got to circle the wagons against people that don't want their world government. Here it is.
Cooperation in a fragmented world. At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
Wow, let's unpack that, Drew.
There it is out in the open. You know, you know who he's talking about? You know who has a negative and confrontational attitude? Okay, those that are critical against the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. You want to know who Klaus Schwab is talking about? The man that people claim doesn't exist, the man that the deep state and the shadow government claim isn't real, that these people aren't out there in Switzerland meeting together talking about how they're going to oppose people that oppose their agendas, that are satanic, that are tyrannical, that want to shut down the free world and shut down free humanity and their freedoms. He's talking about you. Ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about Alex Jones. He's talking about InfoWars. He's talking about Band.Video. He's talking about the free world. He's talking about the United States of America. He's talking about anybody that opposes everything that these people stand for, which is Satanism, Luciferianism, and ultimate tyranny, not only in the real world, but they want to take it into a VR, AR world as well because they want to control your mind. What he is talking about is opposing everything that you love, everything that you stand for, everything that you've ever known, because they're envisioning a new world where it's controlled by these global elites, where it's a virtual reality matrix, where you will own nothing and be happy, and you will just absolutely accept everything they shove down your mouth. What Klaus Schwab says out in the open is what he means. A lot of people take a look at that guy and say, oh, he's just an old man that wants to, you know, not be a boomer and be an old wineskin that wants to get with the times and move us into the future. Yeah, but with the tyrannical agenda that wants to impose literal slavery upon humanity, and he says it out in the open that we need to overcome those that are critical against us. that have a negative mindset against us. This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this info war. Every single one of us are engaged. Every single one of us, we are all John Connor. We are all facing Skynet. We are all facing the AI takeover. We are all facing the technocracy. We are all facing the censorship. We are all facing these things that are opposing humanity. And Infowars.com, band.video, Infowarsstore.com is literally the tip of the spear. And out front and center, that is why they are so banned. That is why they get demonized and slandered everywhere you look in the media. You want to know why? Because Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of these global elites know exactly what this network stands for. And it is to stand against them and their tyranny. This is exactly why we need to support free speech systems. Because if we don't have this, if we don't have an alternative economy, if we don't have alternative media that is standing alone, standing their ground, we will get defeated by Skynet. We will get defeated by the New World Order. And thank God people are waking up to the reality because of clips like this, that these people are A, in existence, B, homicidal tyrannical maniacs, and C, they literally are opposing the free world and free humanity. This is why we need to support InfoWars, because this is everything we stand for. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This is about free humanity. This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
Absolutely. Wow, you're on fire, but it's all totally true. And I've got so many clips you sent. I've got clips where they say, let me read this quote here. We'll compose when we come back, that they're creating a global collaborative village. And Yuval Harari goes on another clip to say you'll be forced into it by the government. So a digital concentration camp where they make you wear a digital hood over your head and where they control reality. Total cult programming. And here they are introducing hell on earth to us, Drew, like it's a good thing. I mean, it's crazy. They're going to take over our bodies. They're going to give us mRNA to take over our genes and fix our genes. They said that yesterday. I played the clip. I mean, these are maniacs.
They're homicidal, tyrannical maniacs, mad scientists, okay, these bureaucrats that pontificate and walk around determining how humanity is literally going to go. Okay, all the stuff that Alex has been talking about for decades, okay, coming to fruition, and these people are out in the open and arrogantly saying it because they know that they're in a point in time where they can come out and say all their homicidal ideas with a smile on in your face because they know that they're in a position where you can do nothing and you will say nothing and you will not oppose them because if you do, you will get canceled, silenced, possibly even lose your life. That is what is in the minds of these people. But free humanity and the free spirit is still alive. That's why we are still here. And wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty. And this spirit of freedom will always continue as we go forward into humanity. We are all Leonidas facing the evil Persian king. We are all Leonidas standing in the face of tyranny, not allowing these people to take us down and not allowing these people to literally walk over our freedoms. That is where we are right now. This is not us just, you know, speculating. And I don't know, this is kind of like my own bias and my opinion based off of, you know, a kind of shady clip I saw on the World Economic Forum. No, this is out in the open. It's real. They all talk about it. They want world domination. And the energy we need right now is resistance, resistance, resistance. Do not stop. Do not get complacent. Go overdrive. 0 to 1,000, 0 to 10,000 in 5 seconds.
Woo! Drew Hernandez is in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Censors, conspiracyfact.info, and alexwasright.com. And it's thanks to Drew Hernandez and Otep Jesus and Paul Joseph Watson and all the other, Mark Passio and everybody that have been on the show already, and all the great guests that were on with Harrison Smith during his show this morning. And that's what it's about, synergistically coming together and holding up the media organizations that are independent and told the truth and are fighting this false reality metaverse they're trying to force us into. They want to lock us down, make us work in these areas, and you were raising this. Then I'm going to get to the John Kerry clip. But first, Davos Watch. It's Klaus Schwab and Vice Chair President of Microsoft, Brad Smith, unveiled their vision of the global collaboration village. So a giant digital re-education camp. Here's the clip. We'll get Drew Hernandez's take.
The global collaboration village is the pioneering effort to use the metaverse for the public good, to create global cooperation and to strengthen global cooperation in the metaverse or using metaverse technologies. And we are pleased to create this global collaboration village in cooperation with Accenture and with Microsoft. So the idea is to bring all the stakeholders, governments, business, civil society, together on a continued, sustained basis. This is the next phase, the next big phase of development in the virtual world.
It's especially important for this vision of a village without borders. It's an open development process, and it is an open development philosophy. You know, we're creating at Microsoft, through Microsoft Mesh, a software platform that will be accessible to people through a variety of different hardware devices. This particular project, in our view, is of enormous importance for the world because of the role that the World Economic Forum plays in the world. This is an opportunity to create a village without borders.
So they want to control your body. They want to be able to organize people and bring third world populations in. They want to be able to lock you in your houses. There's so many facets to this. Drew Hernandez, your take on it.
Alex, talk about digital programming, right? I mean, aside from the issue of just jacking in your mind into a virtual reality system where they could obviously control everything that you see, everything that you hear, and everything that they want you to believe. We've talked about that many times on this show and on my show as well. But I also want people to kind of have this takeaway from that clip as well, is they're continuing to push the no borders. Okay, the globalists are open borders because they don't view any sovereignty for any nations. They might give an appearance for that here or there because they want to utilize a nation like Ukraine, because all of a sudden we can lock down their borders and they can have sovereignty, but because they have an interest there with Ukraine, right? So nothing they do is actually genuine. They don't care. What I'm trying to say is notice how they continue to push for open borders. This is why the formerly known southern border of the United States of America is clearly open. This is why there's replacement migration in Europe as well, where they're changing the demographics. They want to bring in people that can't even speak the native language so they can control those people from the top down. So they'll never show a fuss. They'll never protest. They will just do everything, own nothing, be happy, and just be good citizens of the so-called democracy that they established in the country that they were allowed to be in, right? They're slaves. What I'm saying is the reason why they want the open borders is because that is part of the Antichrist, anti-God agenda. The Bible has made it very clear that God has laid out, drawn lines, border lines for specific countries for his specific purposes, because in the end times, in Bible prophecy, God has specific nations unifying against the second coming of Jesus Christ. So borders do matter, because in the end, you see God identifying separate countries in order for them to fulfill Bible prophecy on God's 10,000 view timeline, okay? So these people do everything that's in opposition towards God. It's the depopulation agenda. It's the vaccine agenda to poison people with these poison shots to depopulate the earth, including abortion. And
attacking our DNA. They said yesterday we're going to take over and fix everyone's DNA with mRNA shots. So now they admit it manipulates DNA. I mean, it's just insane.
Absolutely. So, Alex, so if they can get you into some kind of VR reality, right, where they're literally programming your mind in order to accept the ideology. Notice how he uses those words, right, Alex? It's an ideology. It's an ideology. This is an ideology of the World Economic Forum. It's the consistent, continual digital programming. It's the psyop being run and the propaganda. Okay, imagine propaganda in VR, man. People are going to lose their minds, Alex. Pushing this globalist agenda, no borders, no USA at all, no wall, no nothing, no national sovereignty. So they get your mind prepared and propagandized on a direct level to accept their plans. This is part of bypassing your free will. This is why John Kerry comes out and says, we're pretty much extraterrestrials. The whole experience of us getting touched at some point in our life to have a savior complex, to want to save the world. We all know what that is, because we're a select group of people here at the World Economic Forum, the elite class mentality, believing that they are the saviors of the planet. That is Antichrist, pseudo Christ, in the place of Christ. Okay, it's demonic. These people are interfacing with Satan. They're interfacing with demons and their agendas. Some people are unaware. They're just deceived, going along with all the success and gaining everything that comes with worshiping the devil unknowingly. Some are intentional about it, Alex, and you know this. Some people are intentional about their Luciferianism and know that they're interfacing with higher beings, which they call aliens or extraterrestrial, which are fallen angels and demons passing along information, because these fallen angels have been around longer than any one of us, and they know just exactly how to manipulate humanity and push the agendas of Satan. That is what you are watching.
And the only way to stop them is to be aware of it. And again, what do they do at Skull and Bones? They get the top levelest kids, they send them there, and when they're in college, they go and they're reborn in coffins, they bathe in feces, they have homosexual sex, and they all try to get one of the gods or goddesses to enter their body. And they've got a bunch of skulls and body parts of famous people in there. And it's a German death cult. And I'm not blaming Germans, folks. Every culture has the same death cult. The Aztecs, you know, Africa have the same death cult. You know, how is it the same gods, the same devils, the same demons get worshipped by certain groups that then build temples and engage in human sacrifice? Because they're being influenced by interdimensional entities. And the globalists don't joke about this when I've been around some of them. They all know it. They follow it. They are tapped into fallen angels.
Absolutely. And Satan, the ultimate fallen angel himself, is literally ancient. This is what people need to understand. These entities have been around for thousands of years.
Millions.
Not just at the beginning in the garden, even before. We don't know eternity. We can't comprehend eternity, okay? These demons and fallen angels are not atheists. They know God exists. They know how powerful God is.
And let's be clear. They show us this ugliness and all this to get us on board with that. They have rebelled. And so we have to understand that we have the Holy Spirit, God's transmission. So it seems insurmountable to be up against this. But no, we are new beings God's created that have souls that can literally create things. We're made in the image of God. We're amazing. We've been given the ultimate power, free will, and this is our embryonic phase. And yes, God has allowed us to be tested. This is a test.
Precisely. That's why in the New Testament, okay, anytime you see Jesus Christ, okay, God in human flesh, interacting with the disciples, interacting with people around Galilee, around Jerusalem, throughout his entire ministry, anytime Jesus was encountering demons, okay, spiritual fallen ones, what was their response? The demons would screech. They would freak out and say, "Are you the Son of God?" They would speak through little boys. They would speak through the possessed ones. "Are you the Son? You're the Son of God. Our time is not yet. Please don't send us to hell. Please don't send us to the abyss." You want to know why? Because they know the agenda. They know the timeline. And they want to deceive humanity to plunge them into the lake of fire so you burn forever, disconnected from God, never believing that your Creator exists. That is the ultimate agenda. It's to get you separated from God, not just on this side of heaven, but even worse, on the other side when you enter into eternity. That is the end game of all of this. This New World Order agenda, World Economic Forum, Bill Gates.
And they tell you through Hollywood, the movie Poltergeist, where the cult leader leads him out in the desert and kills him because he wanted the spirits of the children with him, and he's trying to have them lead him to the light. That's what Lucifer wants, is to haul a bunch of us with him into his own dimension, which is hell.
And why? Because the Bible says even he knows his time is short. His time is limited. So he's going to take as many souls, as many spirits down with him when his time is up.
The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. Drew, you got a lot of websites, a lot of shows. You're kicking ass. I see you everywhere. Where's the best place for people to find everything of the man on fire, Drew Hernandez?
Yeah, you guys can find me. Go to Twitter at Drew H Live. The links to my shows are all in the bio. I have my own podcast, Drew H Live, Drew Hernandez Live. That's exclusively on Rumble. You could find that link there as well. And I host a show called Frontlines, powered by TPUSA, that is on Real America's Voice. All those links you guys can find in my Twitter, Getter, or Truth Social.
Beautiful.
Bio.
We love you. Thank you so much. All right. Hour number three. Another big guest. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.